Today's Tanya for the 25th of Sivan is in Perek Zayin, Chapter 7 of Shari Yichud Vemuna. It's on Daf Pei Dalad Amid Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 318. We're about two-thirds of the way down, and the line begins with the word Etzem. The Rebbe is explaining the meaning of Seviv Kol Almin, surrounding the world, and the Mala Kol Almin, filling the world. In surrounding the world, the fact that God affects the world from a distance, surrounding it, means that unlike the Neshama, where the Neshama, when a human intelligence understands an object or a subject, he grasps within his mind, within himself, only the image of that object, but not the object itself, the physical object itself. Whereas when God grasps and surrounds the world, it is the object itself that he is grasping and surrounding, that he encompasses. And that's because he creates that object out of nothingness, so that it is not something separate from him, whereas the human intelligence in understanding another object is trying to understand something separate from himself. Two separate beings, two separate realities, one understanding, grasping the other. And therefore what he grasps is only the image of the other thing. But with God, when he surrounds the world, he grasps, encompasses the world, he encompasses the object itself. In filling the world, God fills each creation with the amount of life that is appropriate to its level and to its character, to its properties. And in order to do that, there has to be a great tzimtzum, that the creative power has to be limited to this particular creature and not anything else, as we will now learn. The line begins, Etzem, it's about two-thirds of the way down. Kimokid hachayus, because the source of all life, for all created beings, huzu achpiv shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the source of life is the breath of God, hamislabish basod maimore shebetayzom, the breath of life that is clothed in the ten utterances in Torah, v'ruach piv yisbarech, and the breath of his mouth, haya yochol hispashet, is capable of extending and spreading le'ein ketz v'tachlis, infinitely and endlessly. V'liv re'eilem meisein ketz v'tachlis l'kamusam ve'echusam, and to create thereby worlds that are also endless and limitless, both in their quantity and in their quality, ulahachayesam adead, and to give them existence and life forever. And then lehayon nivra elam hazaklal, the finite world, this physical world, would not be created at all. Shekemei shakadosh baruch hu nikra ein seif, because just as we describe God as being endless, infinite, kach kol midesav upuleisav, same is true also of his attributes and of his activities, of all of his doings. Everything that God does should also be infinite. The ihu v'gamehu chad, because he and his attributes are one. Hainu hachayus hanimsheches mimideisov, which means the life that comes from his attributes, shehein chesed v'rachamim v'shar mideisov hakdeishes, as for example, the attribute of kindness, the attribute of compassion. These are life-giving, and so also with the other holy attributes. They give life, alideis lapshuson, through their being clothed in the created being. Shem slapshes beruach piv. They are clothed in God's expression, in the breath of his mouth, so to speak, ki hu amar vayehi, because he said and there was. God said and the world became, creation came into existence. So we see that the attribute of kindness, for example, which we said earlier, was the name Hashem, whereas Elikim is Gvura. So the attribute of kindness is what creates, and it creates through being clothed in the Word of God, or in the breath. And we're also told that the world was created through kindness. Bidvar Hashem v'ruach piv, through the word of God, which becomes a vessel and a garment to this kindness, this expression of kindness, as it appears in the Word of God. The Word of God becomes the garment and the vessel for the kindness. It's not that they are two separate things, but rather like the turtle whose garment, whose shell is part of his body, so that when he hides within himself. There's nothing else besides him. He hides within himself. So the kindness of God is contained within the Word of God. So it's within God Himself. Elo, Shetzimtim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ha'ein, V'Hachayus, only God limited the light and the life, Sheyuchal Ispashet Meruach Piv, that could have and would have expanded from the breath of God. And he clothes his creative power within the letters of the ten utterances. Ten and not more. And through this, everything is created. All things in the world are created, even though there are only ten utterances, but through the substitution of letters and the placement of letters, putting one letter in the place of another, and so on, through this, various creatures come about indirectly, and therefore they are the smaller and less significant creatures, and even more insignificant and smaller are those creatures who come about, not even through the transformation of letters, or the substitution of letters, but rather through the numerical equivalent of the letters. Every substitution and transposition of the letters, and also the numerical value of those letters, why is one letter substituted for another? Because the original letter is too strong. So you have a substitute letter which does the same thing only on a smaller scale. And therefore, it enables the creation of smaller creatures. Shemadregas echusam umaylosam hipchusa mimadregas echusam umaylos habruyim hanavroyim ha'esis v'teves atzman shebasorem emoris. These creatures that are created through the substitution of letters are lower and smaller than those creatures that are created through the original ten utterances. Shebahen mislabish HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chayei devei atzmei, because there in the original letters God is present in a revealed intense way, and therefore it creates bigger things like heaven and earth. Shehein midesov, which is, what is the presence of God, the attributes of God. V'hacheshbon, and when a thing is created through its numerical value of the letters, meida al miyut ha'eva hachayis miyut acha miyut, that implies a diminishing of the life and of the light. The one time and again, diminished once and then again and so on, ad shalei nisha mimenu ela b'china achreina, until the only part that is left to the light and to the life that is giving existence is only the last, lowest level, shehu b'chinas hacheshbun u'mispat, kama mine keches u'madregis kulis be'e v'chayis hazeh ha'melubish b'tziruv zeh shel tevazu. What is left is only the number, only the amount, how much or how many types of energies or life is expressed in this life and in this light and life force that is clothed in this combination of numbers or the letters of this word, so that what is left is not even a substitute letter for the original letter, but what is left is only the number of words or the number of letters that create this lowest and most restrictive of beings. And after all these restrictions and all these contractions, when, as God dictates, as God's will dictates, the restrictions and the tzimtzumim, it's only then that the light and the life was capable, hislabish gam betachteinim, to be clothed also in the lowest creations, like, for example, in stones and earth, inorganic things. Because if we take the stone for an example, Shmo Meizo, the name of the stone implies Kishosha Mishem Ha'eleban B'mispari. The word Evan, the Hebrew word for stone, doesn't appear in the 10 utterances of which God created the world. It doesn't say, for example, that God said, "Let there be stones." However, the word for stone, Evan, is the same number as the word ban, which is one of the arrangements of God's name, beis nun. What the number is the same in the word Evan as in the name ban. Only the eid aleph nesefes mishem achet, that the stone also has an aleph that is added to it from a different name of God. L'tam hayadu al yetzah, for reasons known to its creator, why the aleph was added on. So what do we see from this? The stone is derived from the name Ban, and the name Ban is one of the divine names, which is the name of God, and therefore how does it come about that from God's name there should be a creation that is so lowly and so lifeless as a stone? The name Ban exists on a very high level. It's only through many contractions and powerful contractions, level after level, stage after stage, there descended from it a very limited and minimal amount of life, until it was able to be clothed in the stone without giving the stone more energy and more life than a stone needs. And this life, this diminished minimum amount of life that exists in the stone, this is called the soul or the spark of the daimim of the inorganic. As the Arizal writes, that even the inorganic has a life within it, only it's a very restricted life. And it's this that brings it out of nothingness into existence at every second, constantly. Ukumeshikosuvil, as was explained at length above, the Zuhi Bechinas Memalukol Almim, so this involvement, this investment of a finite and limited minimal amount of life into each creature according to its capacity, this is called filling the worlds. Mash'enkin Bechinas Seviv Kol Almim, different from that level of godliness that surrounds the world, which affects all levels equally. And every level, each power and each life force can create beings according to its level. Also limitless and endless in their quantity and in their quality. Hachayes adi ad, and to give life forever, me'achashukayach Hashem, ha'mespashet v'netzal m'ruach piv. Since this is a divine power coming from the breath of God, ve'ein matzeh, and therefore there is no restraint or obstruction that could stand in the way of this creative power. Even though it is not coming from the original letters, it's only from the substitute letters, or even more, it's coming from the number, the numerical value of those letters. Even so, it is a divine force, and therefore it could create infinitely and endlessly. Ach, however, shelo yihye chusam b'maylo gdeila kol kach, but the things that it creates will not be on the same level as is the level and the quality of those creations that are able to be created from the power and the level of the original letters themselves. In today's Hayem Yom, for the 25th of Sivan, the Rebbe writes that there's a saying of the sages that says, Daigo belev ish yesichena, that if a person has a concern, a worry in his heart, he should yesichena, which has two meanings. One is he should dismiss it. The other is that he should discuss it with others. And the Tzemach Tzedek explained that when it says to discuss it with others, it means those who are others only in the physical sense, but not in the spiritual sense. In other words, they have to be completely united with him and empathize with him completely in order for them to help to remove this concern. So you have to discuss it with others, but others means other in body, but not other in empathy.